Exclusive.org launches campaign targeting provision in big, beautiful bill, woke corporations pull Tom Tillis's strings. By Bradley J. on June 26, 2025. An organization fighting for American consumers against powerful corporations launched a campaign Thursday against Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, over language he inserted into President Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill. Consumers Research launched the campaign, which includes a mobile billboard that began circling the U.S. Capitol Thursday morning and a new website, which provides additional information to consumers about the bill's harms. This campaign targets Tillis by portraying him as a puppet of the Chamber of Commerce and major corporations who are pushing legislation it says would prevent everyday Americans from being able to effectively fight back against companies who are bullying them and pushing a political agenda. The campaign is timely, as the Tillis language is currently in the Senate reconciliation bill that is expected to receive a vote within days. The Tillis language has caused a revolt with many Republicans, who question how it fits into the America First agenda and are pushing Senate leaders to remove it from the final version of the big, beautiful bill. A spokesman for Tillis did not respond to a request for comment from Breitbart News. As Breitbart News reported, the language would impose a new tax on profits earned by third-party entities that finance civil litigation, and it would curb predatory practices in the litigation funding industry, a statement from Tillis's office reads. But third-party litigation funding has a history of success. One of the most well-known examples of third-party litigation funding, TPLF, came when Forbes broke the news in 2016 that billionaire PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel had been secretly funding a lawsuit that professional wrestler Hulk Hogan filed against Gawker Media for publishing a sex tape without his permission, a move Thiel made in retaliation after the website outed him as gay in 2007. The Thiel bankrolled lawsuit ended in victory for Hogan when the jury awarded him $115 million in compensatory damages and $25 million in punitive damages, leading to Gawker Media's bankruptcy and subsequent dissolution. Will Hild, executive director of Consumers Research, said the Tillis bill undermines a critical tool in our fight against woke capitalism and one of the few tools the average American consumer has to fight back against corporate Goliaths. Sen. Tillis' needlessly broad legislation would overregulate the industry and further disadvantage Americans in the fight against corporate political activists, he adds. Senate leaders could release the latest version of the big, beautiful bill as soon as Thursday, although the bill could undergo further changes before seeing the Senate floor. But with Trump wanting a bill on his desk by July 4, time is running out to remove the Tillis language. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley Ajay.